Morning, everybody. My name is Bryce DeLong, and today I'll be talking about some economics and efficacy using Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex cotton. So in 2011, glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth was first identified in the Texas High Plains, and by 2013, it was extremely common to see pockets and fields of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. And by 2015, it was a widespread problem, with pretty much every field you saw had a good number of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. The Texas High Plains, Central Texas, the Coastal Bend, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are some hot spots for Palmer amaranth. So whenever you have a high number of Palmer amaranth and a lot of them are resistant, that's going to increase your weed management cost, especially for producers on the Texas High Plains. The introduction of Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex cotton varieties, along with dicamba formulations for post-emergent use, and using that with the residual herbicide, you can successfully control resistant Palmer amaranth. And in 2019, it was estimated that 60 to 70% of the cotton acres in the Texas High Plains were planted to Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex varieties. So here's a few pictures of kind of what we see. The top two pictures show the glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. The top left picture shows a weed that's melted down, and surrounding it are completely healthy weeds that are resistant to glyphosate. And the bottom two pictures show the lack of control that glufosinate has with our semi-arid conditions in the Texas High Plains. The objectives of the study were to compare post-emergent options with different cotton technologies as part of an overall weed management system. And we looked at this in both irrigated and dry land, but for today I'm just going to be talking about our irrigated results. And to identify the most economically viable system of weed management and to compare the value of dicamba to other systems. The location of this trial was at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research and Extension Center in Lubbock. The plots were arranged in a randomized complete block design, and our plots were 8 rows wide and 45 feet long. It was replicated 4 times for both irrigated and dry land. For dicamba applications, we used TTI 110-02 nozzles, and for non-dicamba application, we used Turbo T 110-02s. And we sprayed at 15 gallons per acre. The systems that we used was an ExtendFlex, Liberty Link, Roundup Ready, and a conventional system. To start out with the ExtendFlex system, we sprayed trifluralin for pre-plant incorporated herbicides, Caprol for pre-emergence, and for the post applications, we used Extendimax plus Roundup. For the mid-post, we use Extendimax plus Roundup and Warrant. And this system didn't require any tillage because the herbicide alone was enough to control Palmer amaranth. The Liberty Link system, we used trifluralin and Caprol for PPI and pre's, Liberty early post, and for mid-post, we used Liberty combined with Warrant. And in 2018, the system was able to control weeds fairly well, but in 2019, we had lower control, so we utilized tillage and hoeing to bring our weed control up. The Roundup Ready system, again, used trifluralin and Caprol, Roundup early post, and Roundup plus Warrant mid post for that residual. And in both years, this system utilized tillage and hoeing. And the conventional system, again, trifluralin and Caprol, and Warrant was used at the second post timing to keep it fairly clean for harvest. And the main sources of weed control were tillage and hand hoeing. The herbicide rates that we used for trifluralin, Caprol, and Roundup were 32 ounces an acre. Liberty was used at 43 ounces an acre. Extendimax was 22, and Warrant was 48 ounces an acre. For tillage, we got our cost from the Texas Custom Rate Survey, and the hoeing cost was determined by timing each hoeing event per plot, multiplying it by an hourly rate to get a per acre amount. So our input dates, for 2018, Trifluralin, the PPI went out at April 4th. Caprol, the pre, went out on May 4th. The early post was June 7th, and the mid post was July 12th. Cultivation was done on the 22nd of June and the 12th of July. Hand hoeing was done June 22nd, July 17th, and there was three irrigation dates. For 2019, the PPI went out on February 12th. Pre went out May 13th at planting. The early post and mid post were on June 18th, July 5th. Cultivation events were June 19th, July 12th, and August 14th. The hand hoeing was done June 19th, July 17th, and August 14th, and there's two irrigation events. Moving on to some results for 2018. Along the x-axis, we have our systems, and on the y-axis, we have our percent Palmer amaranth control from 0 to 100%. And for each system, we have three rating dates, 6/21, July 5th, and July 19th. We saw that the ExtendFlex system was able to control Palmer amaranth greater than any of the systems in 2018, and the conventional system had the least amount of Palmer amaranth control. These pictures kind of show, give a good representation of the control that we saw. The top left was the ExtendFlex system. It kept the field very clean throughout the year, and we had almost zero competition with Palmer amaranth. For the Liberty Link system, on the top right, you could see some of the escaped weeds, again, due to our semi-arid location. It does not control Palmer amaranth as well. The Roundup Ready system, before tillage and hoeing, looked a lot like the bottom left picture with a lot of competition. And the conventional system, we were able to keep clean with tillage and hoeing. The Link yield for 2018 was highest with the ExtendFlex and Roundup Ready systems. The Liberty Link and Roundup Ready systems were similar, and the Liberty Link system and the conventional system were similar. Here's a breakdown of our input cost. Letters above each similarly colored bar represents differences between each input cost system, such as seed and technology cost represented with the blue bar, herbicide with the orange, tillage with the gray bar, and hoeing with the yellow. The ExtendFlex and Liberty Link systems had higher seed and technology cost, and as well as herbicide cost in 2018, and the Roundup Ready and conventional systems had higher tillage and hoeing cost. The gross revenue, input cost, and return above weed management. The gross revenue was your Link yield multiplied by your loan value. And if you subtract the input cost, which was all on the slide that I just showed, that would get your return above weed management cost. And in 2018, it was highest with the ExtendFlex system and the Roundup Ready system. The Liberty Link and conventional system were similar. And moving on to 2019. Again, we have our systems on the X and our percent Palmer amaranth control on the Y-axis, three rating dates. This year, the ExtendFlex system and conventional system had similar Palmer amaranth control throughout the season. And like I said earlier, in 2019, we added tillage to the Liberty Link system due to its low control, and we wanted to bring that control up. And the Roundup Ready system had the lowest control in 2019. We sprayed our application. We waited 2 weeks to do the ratings. And at that point, we had some early season rainfall, and the competition was amazing between the Palmer amaranth and the cotton. Therefore, we didn't harvest the Roundup Ready system in 2019. The highest Link yields went to the ExtendFlex system and conventional system, and the Liberty Link had the lowest Link yields. In 2019, we had an early hail, and we had an early freeze, and that hurt the cotton plant's yield. We have the input cost for 2019 with the seed, technology, herbicide, tillage, and hoeing cost. Again, the ExtendFlex and Liberty Link system had higher seed, technology, and herbicide costs. And in 2019, we added tillage and hoeing to the Liberty Link system to bring up the control. and the conventional system had high tillage and hoeing, similar to 2018. We have the gross revenue minus input cost and the return above weed management for 2019. Again, the ExtendFlex system had the highest gross revenue and along with the conventional system, and they had the highest gross revenue and return above weed management cost. And the ExtendFlex and conventional systems were the only two to have a positive return. And with the addition of low weed control, tillage and hoeing, the Liberty Link system had a negative return. Some conclusions from 2018, we had the highest season-long Palmer amaranth control with the ExtendFlex system. The highest lint yields went to the ExtendFlex system and the Roundup Ready systems. The total weed management input costs were similar across all the systems, but with the herbicide-only systems in 2018, like the ExtendFlex system and the Liberty Link system, they had higher herbicide costs and seed technology costs. And you compare that to the conventional Roundup Ready system that had higher tillage and hoeing costs that brought up the input cost. The highest return above weed management cost was achieved with the ExtendFlex system and the Roundup Ready system in 2018 irrigation. In 2019, the best season-long Palmer amaranth control was achieved with the ExtendFlex system and the conventional system. Again, the total weed management cost was higher with the seed technology and herbicide costs with the ExtendFlex system, and the higher tillage and hoeing costs with the Liberty Link system and conventional system in 2019. And the ExtendFlex and conventional system were the only two systems that produced a positive yield and positive return above weed management cost in 2019. Reduced lint yields combined with higher herbicide and hoeing cost for the Liberty Link system, again, produced a negative result. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
How do you account in 2019 for the conventional system having better weed control, better return on investment than the Liberty Link system?
So, the question was, how does the conventional system have better return and yield than the Liberty Link system? Yes, sir. Well, the conventional system, it was more whenever we did our post-applications, that's whenever we did the tillage and hoeing events. So the control of the weeds were extremely timely. And so for the Liberty Link system, we sprayed, and then 2 weeks later, we'd go back in and do the tillage and hoeing. At that point, there's more competition. Yes, sir. Sure. So the question was, what varieties did we select? We planted Delta Pine 1522 across the field, and that's just because we're spraying Extend and Liberty and Roundup. And if we were to have a plot, like an Extend plot next to a conventional plot, and we had conventional seed versus Extend seed, we could have drift and damage the conventional system. Yes, sir. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Did you take stand count?
No, sir, we did not. No, sir. But I did see that with every hoeing event, you are going to knock out some cotton plants. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you all.